social services. We will provide resources to protect the most vulnerable. Review of social services. We are seriously failing the most vulnerable in our society. An 83-year-old man with dementia went to jail because there was no alternative for him. A 14-year-old girl went to jail because there was no provision to provide care for her. An 11-year-old boy was confined to the King George V Mental Hospital because there was no provision for care. Social workers have been stabbed at work. How can this be ignored? The information about problems with social services and allegations of abuse cannot be ignored by any responsible government. There will be a complete and independent review of the workings of the care agency to ensure the provision of proper and adequate care for those who need it. We will put right whatever is identified as needing corrective action. Domestic violence and child abuse. Any issues of domestic violence or child abuse which are brought to the attention of the government will not be swept under the carpet and will be dealt with swiftly and efficiently. We will not accept that spousal abuse should not be dealt with. Child protection. We believe that it is essential that the child protection team be sufficiently resourced to effectively protect vulnerable children and that there is a proper follow-up system to ensure long-term protection. Women and men in need. We will also continue to support the Women's Refuge, so successfully run by Women in Need, as well as providing resources for homeless men in similar circumstances. International adoption. We will stop the process of requiring Gibraltar residents who want to adopt internationally to have to pay social services for the Home Studies for International Adoption. Also, the parenting course for adopting parents will be free for individuals who are seeking international adoption, as it is at present for those who wish to be considered for national fostering and adoption. Single parents, not forgotten. Many families break up with children spending separate time with mums and dads. We will never ignore the plight of a single parent, whether mother or father, who have housing and financial problems. We will provide additional support and assistance, where necessary, to stop children and parents suffering hardship. Families legislation. We will ensure that the social services court team are sufficiently resourced to be able to work within the framework of the Children Act. A GSLP Liberal government would consult relevant user groups. Continuing training for social services. We will provide resources for the continuing training of care staff in the social services department, as this is as important as training for health service personnel. Bruce's Farm. We will adequately resource Bruce's Farm so that they can continue to provide their service to the community and to improve it.